This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will you let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, hold me. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Link. Banner night, opening night of the Eagles 2025 season against the Dallas Cowboys.
Can the crowd hear the music?
They can.
They just hear us.
Okay.
You
know, that's why I was wondering if it was just our voices.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. They hear our beautiful voices?
Yeah.
Don't worry, Elliot. It sounds bad regardless.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I got to say, I thought T.O. was a bit harsh on you guys.
A little bit.
He was a little mean.
Yeah,
a minute and a half of that was terrible.
We're just on a bit, T.O.
Come on, man. We're just having fun.
And yes, for those of you that tuned out after football season, we're still doing Creed.
Yes.
Yeah, they came back like, what?
Damn it.
Yeah. So if you are getting to the game or leaving the game via SEPTA, it was going to be bad news, actually it's much better news.
That's right, because FanDuel Sportsbook has stepped up to help fully restore SEPTA's Broad Street Line service. That's right. Their sponsorship brings back the SEPTA Express trains, boosting capacity from just 4,000 back towards 6,000 fans and running more frequent trains after the game. You know that's great because that means quicker trips to and from the stadium tonight. Shout out to FanDuel. There you go.
And I did my part with FanDuel, $50.
Yeah, we helped FanDuel pay for that today. Yeah. Definitely did.
Jalen, plus 2,000 for MVP.
What other bets? Did you bet Jahan Dotson anytime touchdown?
I'll place that. Don't you worry.
Okay. I knew you liked it. Plus 900, right?
Yeah.
We take those odds.
So it's going to rain. Now, it's definitely going to rain in the next half hour. It looks like for the rest of the night, it is, like, iffy whether it's going to rain or
overcast,
not.
Overcast, a little overcast.
It looks like maybe in the second half.
It is proof that...
That it'll rain or stop?
It'll rain in the second half.
Or we'll come back and rain in the second half. Okay.
Jerry Jones obviously paying off Mother Nature with his billions of dollars to ruin Banner Night once again.
Yeah, trying to ruin Banner Night. You're not going to slow down Saquon with the rain.
Dude, it hasn't rained in like 3 weeks. You're telling me it's going to start raining at 6 o'clock on Banner Night?
Grass needs it.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
So, do we want to do our picks here, or do we want to do them right at the end? All right, so picks for tonight. Now, we'll do the rest of our weekend picks tomorrow on tomorrow's show. Mm-hmm. But what order do we do? I can't even remember.
Well, get mine out of the way first. Okay. No one cares about it.
Oh,
We just pick him tonight.
He wants his to be forgettable.
Exactly.
Yes, yep. He wants it to
35-14 Eagles.
Oh, there you go.
A boring blowout. Not going to be that close. Like I know you guys are fear-mongering this could be a close game with the Cowboys. I don't feel that way at all. 35-14.
I am
– no problem.
I am in the same spot.
0-0 in the fifth.
I have 40-21 Eagles. I like wow. The Cowboys stink, man. We can make up reason after reason. They're motivated by this, and Dak is this, and Dak is that. That team is DOA, and I think the Eagles are going to crush them tonight. So I got 40-21 Cowboys – or Eagles, rather.
So I'm picking 23-21 Eagles.
Yeah, there you go.
They won the last three week one games by an average of 4 points. They just don't play their best football in the first game of the season. So I think it'll be close, but I do think they'll win.
That's a little too close.
It's got to be within
21.
The line.
Yes. Yeah. 23-21. I'm going to go 30-27 Eagles. 30-27 Eagles. I will take into account Elliott's reports coming out of training camp.
Thank you.
It wasn't the most crisp training camp. It doesn't mean the Eagles won't get rolling. I don't expect them to come out hitting their full stride in the first game. They got off to a little bit of a sluggish start last year, and then they hit their stride in like week five, week six. We can see a little bit of that, but the Cowboys just don't have enough to win this game. So eventually the Eagles, as a matter of fact, the Cowboys probably score a late garbage touchdown that's going to kill everybody's -8.5.
Yeah.
You know that's what's going to happen.
Ike is saying
the Cowboys are going to score a garbage touchdown late to kill that point spread.
Yep. What Ike is
30-23 Eagles win tonight.
Ike is saying bet the Eagles money line or bet the Cowboys with the points.
Yep.
Elliot, we talked about this earlier. I wonder what you thought of the report from Schefter about the Eagles reaching out on Micah Parsons.
So I don't think they would have traded what it would have taken to get Micah. I'm sure they called. And, I mean, Howie calls about every player in the league. I think it's smart he calls about every player in the league. I'm sure it was a call that was fun for Howie to make. But I don't think they would have traded for Micah. Like, let's say they offered the two ones and a two. I just don't think they would have done it at the end of the day.
Do you think Howie had a bleep-eating grin when he called
Jerry? Yeah, I think that's what it was. Like, you call, you know it's a bit of like a poke to call. You get the information. I'm sure Micah wanted to come here. I'm sure Howie was hearing Micah would have been interested in coming here. I'm just skeptical they would have given up the draft capital to actually do it and the contract.
I disagree.
Draft capital, like, the question I have is just about
the money.
We got told all offseason the reason they can't sign anybody is because they don't have any, they can't spend the money. And then all of a sudden you're trading for a guy that's going to make $47 million a year. I mean, it's a big departure from what they said all offseason.
Yeah, that's why I don't think they would have done it
at all. So yeah. You think it's a contract or the trade?
I think it's both. But I do. I mean, Howie's never given an edge that type of money. And I know he just paid a running back and a linebacker, but those contracts are very small compared to paying top of the market edge money. So maybe he'll have to do it with Nolan Smith. Jalen Carter's going to get a ton of money.
Yeah, I was going to say,
we'll find out for sure. Yeah, but he's just never done it. So to invest,
he's never had a player of this caliber.
I agree, but two ones and the contract, I would have been
that's
surprised.
Nothing. Basically two top-of-the-second-round draft picks because the Eagles are going to always be good as a football team. And with an opportunity to pair Michael Parsons with Jalen Carter, and you're talking about Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, and Jahad Campbell. Are you kidding me?
It would have been awesome. I agree, but I don't think they would have paid to do it.
Ike, would you have done it? Let's say they do it and they say, you don't know this, but it means that in the offseason that they trade Devontae Smith. That they get off that money.
Yeah, I still would have done it.
Wow.
What if it's trading AJ?
Now, that one I would not have done.
Yeah. AJ, too important.
I love Devontae.
Yeah.
But you got two receivers. You got two of them.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, you can always draft another receiver. It's going to be hard to find a Michael Parsons.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd never consider trading AJ.
All right.
Jack survived his hour with T.O.
Well, don't worry. Here's the good thing. It's all hypothetical, and neither one of them are getting traded.
Yep. So me and T.O. are fine.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. You survived.
Well, the thing about the Micah trade, too, is obviously you could use a player like Micah, but 4 or 5 weeks into the season, we could be sitting here and saying Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt are both young, very good edge rushers, and the need for that lessens, and then you also have to pay them. So, adding Micah to this defensive line would have been insane. I just think the price was too high.
Two first-round picks?
Two and the contract. And the contract.
And, okay. and a pretty – I mean, he's not a great player, but he's a good player.
But two first-round picks is a hefty price for a non-quarterback.
Oh, Jack, you're saying Micah
Parsons.
Oh, they've
done it for wide receivers. Well, didn't we give up two first-round picks for AJ?
No, it was one and a three, I think it was. It was definitely only one first. I don't remember what the second pick was. But
215-592-9494. You know, as Eagles season begins here, if you want an officially licensed Saquon jersey for your dog, you go to Dogs and Cats Rule.
There you go.
You want when I had a cat, tried to put like a shirt on her once.
Yeah.
She wasn't buying it.
No.
Did not like it. Dogs are okay with it. Saquon jerseys, officially licensed Jalen Hurts jersey, officially licensed Bryce Harper jersey, Schwarber, Turner, all at Dogs and Cats Rule. And while you're there, why don't you spend some time with the best staff in any pet store anywhere, and make sure your dog's eating what they should be eating. Make sure your cat's eating what they should be. Make sure that there's not a supplement there to make your dog and cat's life better. That's what Dogs and Cats Rule is all about, making your pet's life better. And it's up to you. Remember, they can't do it on their own. They can't shop on their own. It's on you. Seven locations, two in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, five in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
And I'll say this to everyone. Listen, I said I would trade Devontae Smith. Here's what I'm telling you. At some point, they're going to have to give up offensive players. Because you're going to have to, or either you're going to let the defensive players go.
Right.
You can't pay Jalen Carter, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, Jahad Campbell,
Nolan
Zach Bond, and have the offense, everybody over there making $25-plus million.
Yeah, well,
like, it's just not going to work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've mentioned before.
You're going to have to make a decision.
And Jalen's going to get a raise.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
coming
so
too.
You would trade AJ Hurts instead of Devontae. Okay. I'm just saying, you got to make a decision.
Well, I mean, there's only so much money.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's only so much money. They pay a guard $25 million a year.
Yeah.
You know, like they pay all their offensive linemen. Like at some point.
I do.
Right now, all their big money is on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Eventually, they got enough great talent on defense. They're going to have to pay those young players also.
So I agree with the premise, what you're saying, for sure. I will say there is some money coming off the books. Like, if Lane retires in a year, then you're paying a tax.
What if Lane doesn't retire?
Well, then that's a problem.
Like, what if he plays for the next 3 years?
then you're going to have to get rid of guys. Yeah.
Yeah, like, because here's the thing.
I'm saying there is
who's looking to push Lane out the door? Nobody's rushing Lane out the door.
I agree.
So he's not going anywhere.
Well, and by the way, if they lose a left tackle, they might have to go pay another – or right tackle, they might have to go pay another one. You know, Lane's money comes off the books, but the odds of you replacing that with a low-cost option is probably pretty low.
Well,
end up paying draft capital for a vet
who's already good. The question also is, will they pay all the defensive guys?
Don't you want them to?
Well, no, I'm saying if you have to pick between A.J., Devontae, Saquon, and, like, Lane versus letting – Nolan Smith walk, or I don't know, but like they might pick the offensive guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know they'll be older though, right?
No,
offensive guys will be older. Yeah. All the young guys are on defense.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
215-592-9494. Jose from Reading, you're on WIP. What's up, Jose? All right. There's another buzz buzz moment. Hey Hugh, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Spike.
There he is.
My mic on?
Yeah, your mic's
on. Y'all
ain't
hear all these cuss words. Just start potting me up. What's going on now?
Man? How you doing, Hugh Douglas? We'll be here for the pregame show. Hugh, this is my first time talking to you after yesterday. How did you think the entire thing went with you and T.O. yesterday?
Hey, man, that was great radio, Spike. I commend you for that. Like, before the show started, the segment started, I asked you, what were you expecting? And you said you just wanted good radio. And I think that's what it was. I mean, you know, I haven't seen T.O. in a while. I didn't know what to expect, but it couldn't have went any better than it did, to be totally honest. And I left there feeling like, you know, that bridge had been mended or fence had been mended, whatever you want to say. And can't wait to have conversation with him on our show and on your show later this year just to get his thoughts on the Birds, because I got a feeling T.O. going to be back in the city a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, he sees that. Why would he not be?
Yeah, I mean, man, I mean, the adulation that this fan base has for him, I don't see why not. You know, listen, man, time heals all wounds. And eventually, you know, things will repair itself if you read between the lines. And it will be okay. But it just like me and him, you know, we laughed and giggled about what happened 20 years ago.
Right.
Man, water under the bridge.
That's what you should be able to do.
Yeah, as a grown-ass man, that's what – What, 54 years old?
Well, and by the way, you say time heals all wounds, not unless the people who are involved in it are willing to let them.
But you know what? You know what I've always been told? If you're not willing to move on, y'all still have, you know, love for each other in some way, shape, or form. Because, man, listen, that moment that we had in that locker room that day, it was unfortunate that it happened the way that it happened. But just like he said, it was a lot of misinformation about all that, and I think Ike said it best. Dude, he's a great teammate. He's different, but hell, we're all different.
Yeah.
We're like, we everybody that plays football, you're a special kind of crazy. Because you got, I mean, seriously, you have to be crazy to go out there and put
that's
your body out there.
That's more of an affectionate term.
Well, yeah,
though,
but you know, yeah, but it's a different kind of crazy. Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought was cool, too, hearing all you guys together and talking. Like, it did almost how I pictured you guys hanging out back in the day. You talked about having people over his house. He said even Donovan would come
Bible
over.
Reading Bible scripture.
Yeah, so, yeah, reading Bible scripture.
Yeah, that's all you did.
Also, he looks like he could still play today. Like, I wasn't around him in 04, but I don't think he looks much different.
No, he doesn't.
When you he's smaller.
When you pound him up, you know.
Yeah, pause.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah.
Holy you start that started off wrong.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, Bible you give him the pound,
oh,
man.
You're happy to see him, huh? The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
That Mike Mayock call was a disaster. What, do you guys use tin cans for phones around here? T.O. still trashing radio as a concept.
Yeah, T.O. didn't like the fact that we weren't showing the highlights.
Yeah.
Instead of, I tried to explain it to him and he wasn't.
Do you know what the irony of that is?
What?
If you watch the video that was playing,
the highlights were shown.
A lot of the top five picks that Jack had were in the video.
Really?
It just, like, seriously, because I was like, wait a minute, he's talking about
they just weren't in order.
It wasn't in Jack's order.
Right. I was getting nervous about him just starting to talk about it.
No, can I say something about that? I say something, Jack?
You can.
You can't get that easily frazzled, man, when T.O. come over and take over like that. You got frazzled a little bit, dog.
Very, very easy moving out of the spotlight, you.
Yeah.
Very easily.
He has no problem with that. Yeah, he has no problem moving out of the way.
Yeah. Team guy.
What's next?
Can Doc even build a house if he never won a championship? Spike, just asking questions.
About this being Doc's house.
Oh, look. I'm just trying to.
Not on Banner Night, I know.
Not on Banner Night. What is next?
I had them going 17-0, winning the Super Bowl and getting a certified fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes. Caller Kevin.
Kevin was on one.
Yeah, I don't remember Kevin.
He was the one that would just wanted us to say they were going to win 16.
Oh, yeah, he was upset. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like he was too optimistic.
Well, he was telling me, he was like, why don't you guys just pander?
Yeah.
And I said, well, Kevin, like, people are going to remember what I said, so I should just be honest. And he's like, you guys don't know what you're doing. All right.
No, you just got to fly by the hip and say it day by day.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, I'm glad you made cartoons for the Eagles, but I do this.
I know, yeah.
So, yeah, what's next?
Nice.
There's big WIP news, guys. Joe DeCamera hurt his ankle. Elliot breaking more news that's already been broken.
Try to come on, give you guys an update.
I know.
Yeah,
hustling.
Ungrateful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We had already been given the update, unfortunately.
Not the interesting part, though.
Yep. What is next?
I did play Castle Wolfenstein, but I refused to play Duck Hunt. You want me to show you a video of how those ducks were treated? Spike.
Oh, it's because I'm vegan.
It's because you're vegan.
Yeah.
You're the vegan. You need the vegan options.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that you had to murder the ducks in Duck Hunt, but what's next?
Joe DeCamera gets injured so often that when he walks into the doctor's office, everyone yells his name like they did for Norm on Cheers. Alex in Lancaster.
He gets hurt a lot.
I know. Minimal athletic.
That's why you should just play Tuesday, because in 6 weeks, something else will just be hurt.
Well,
that's a good chance of that.
Yeah,
that would be funny, though.
I'll say this. We're not delaying it again. I don't care if he has to play basketball in a wheelchair. I don't care if he's in a coma. He is playing.
You could just do free throws.
Yeah.
I know. You could play horse.
That's what he's trying to work towards.
No, that's what he wants.
He's trying to work towards free throws.
Yep. What's next?
I was born in Philly. I was raised in Philly. I lived a couple of other places, but only for a few years. Spike, definitely not overcompensating for owning hundreds of Yankee caps.
I have a lot of Yankee hats.
You do?
I have a lot of Phillies hats. I got a lot of Eagles hats.
You got a new Eagles hat today, Spike.
I did $38 right in the team store over
They'll
there.
They'll get you. Yeah, 40. Got you.
Honestly, 40's not too bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Nah. 40's not too bad.
Yeah, where's that nice hat over there today?
Speak for yourself.
What?
You look at me and you like, what?
No, I paid $10 for this.
Yeah.
So, for that Mountain Dew?
For the Mountain Dew?
I wasn't going to say the name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not for $10. Not if you have to spend the $10.
I spent $10 for this. I needed this, though.
So, everyone, look, everyone's standing here so innocently, unknowing. Like, you look over there. It's very dark over there. So it is a big night on WIP tonight. Of course, kickoff, you hear the entire game on 94WIP and the free Odyssey app. But the pregame show coming up next, that is with Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, Spuds will check in, Merrill will check in, getting you
Scoops.
Ready. Scoops will check in, getting ready for tonight's game. It'll be an exciting night tonight. They've asked that everybody be in their seats at 7:45. As the
this must be a light show.
Well, the ceremony at 8:00, while the Eagles don't even know what's going on in the locker room.
That was a little bit much.
Yeah. Elliot thinks they should be out there.
They should obviously be out on the field for the banner.
Well, what if it's raining?
Then stand in the rain.
What if there's lightning?
Wow.
Yeah. They worked hard for that Super Bowl. They don't get to see the banner come out. I just think it's silly. It's overthinking it.
Would you tell Nick that?
I would.
Wow. Look at that. Does it change how you feel about the season?
I got him at 10-7.
The banner is
but
for
a great Jalen
here.
Jalen will be MVP, but they'll be 10-7.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Nah, they'd have to be better than that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
winning MVP. At
if
10-7.
He didn't win it when he should have been in the discussion last year, I don't think he's going to get.
Oh, right, year. Right, right, yeah. Right, right, right. We will talk to you tomorrow. We will be at Chickies and Pete's tomorrow as we normally are on Fridays. And then starting next week, we will be there every Monday throughout the football season or the day after the game. So we will be there Monday. Jordan Mailata show will be after our show on Monday as well. So we have that to look forward to.
I have no idea who will be in the players lounge, but somebody will be there.
Well, not Monday, right?
Good news. Yeah.
It doesn't start.
Oh, yeah,
to,
not this week. Yeah. Oh, so you're doing the Mailata show this week?
Yeah, but we got to get out of here. So say what you normally say right now. Do you say go Birds?
Go Birds!
There it is.
Thought you said you go
ready,
to pound.
You do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E.
Well, they jumped the gun. Brent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Eagles fly on let's sell 1, 2.
1, 2, 3.
Let's go, Birds. E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
it up.
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles.
So bad.
Okay. That was so bad.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S Eagles.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S Eagles. Let's go, Bird.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.